though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clinging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they would fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13 1-13. Hello there, you're welcome to Enrich Podcast. I am your host, Oluchi Ajogu. Our emphasis for today will be on verse 13. Trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly. The best of these three is love. Now, regardless of your spiritual abilities and accomplishments, if you have not love, you are nothing. Harsh, right? Well, to attain completeness in God, we need three things. First, trust. Second, hope. The third is love. But then the Bible recorded, yes, we do need three things, but the greatest of these three is love. And our role model on love and how to love is Jesus. 1 John 4:7 says, we know God through love because God is love. God's love was manifested towards us that God sent his only begotten Son into the world. Then, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. So love is a command. It is a command. It's not, you don't have a choice. It's not something you choose to do when you want to or how you want to. We've been commanded by God to love others because we've been loved by God first. We ought to love others. Verse 20 says, if you say you love God, but hate your brother or sister. Now, it's not just restricted to your biological brother or sister. But if you say you love God and hate anyone, then you are a liar. Please check yourself, and I will check myself. The Bible didn't tell us to just love these people, or just tell them that you love them. It didn't say go around telling everyone I love you. That is good. But it says show them that you love them. You need to show these people that you love them. Jesus showed his love for us. Jesus didn't just say I love you world. No, That would have been so easy. In a day and society where it's so easy to say I love you to people, the difficulty comes in actually showing it. Jesus showed his love for us. He acted on his love, and we are commanded to act on our love. Don't just love anyhow. The Bible says love, but he also gave us how to love. It says love extravagantly. Yes, love in abundance. Your love gauge should be overflowing. Don't just get 10% and divide for everybody. Since they said we should love, all right, let everybody just manage this 10%. No, it says love in abundance. Yet let your love gauge overflow. You can love 110, but don't love below 100. The emphasis is on love. But don't forget the other two things. The other two we need to attain completeness. We need trust and hope. We need to trust and hope steadily on God, to depend entirely on Him. Depend completely on Him and He would help you. Yes, God can help you love others. It is not easy to love people. People can be so annoying, but then God can help you to love people just the way He wants you to love them. You can't love people the way He has commanded without His help. And that is why you need Him. That is why I need Him. Don't neglect the place of help from the Holy Spirit, especially in loving people. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can get the affirmation and faith confession of this episode on our Instagram page at Enrich Podcast. Hello there. It's another week to stay enriched in God and to be enriched on all sides by Him. This is Enrich Podcast with Oluchi Ajogun. Stay tuned and stay blessed.